Welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, I want to feel free. How do I do this? This idea is something we see often in your questions. The idea of wanting to flow freely in your life, to be filled with joy, experience spontaneity, be present and enlivened in life. This is your heart's desire, your true wish. And yet we see so many of you taking on burdens and responsibilities that are not truly yours. Yes, in your human lives, there are responsibilities of paying bills, paying the mortgage, taking the kids to school, creating savings for your family, taking care of your home and the surrounding garden and backyard, being there for your family with love, your community, when service is a match for you. These things are part of a human life, and they are not intended to burden you or strap you or tether you. They are simply how you are maintaining your human life while you are having the great opportunity to learn, to grow spiritually, to evolve, to bless life on earth just with your presence. What we will say here when you ask that you want to be free, how do you do this? We would guide you and recommend that you look at those things in your life that feel like you are entrapped by them, or you have been manipulated into doing them out of your own guilt or your own sense of service, which could be quite limited. When you serve life, it is essential that you are serving life as God is guiding you to do, not because you are serving life because others say you need to, or there is a guilt factor about doing so, or pressure for you to take on a certain role or job or responsibility. When it is not your assignment, it will feel like a burden. It will feel often like you are imprisoned. In this state, there is no inspiration. And truly, when you serve from this position, this mindset, it does not bless you. It does not bless those you serve in the way that God would intend service. So that is a beginning point. We ask you to take a step back and maybe even a pad of paper and a pen and write down all of the quote responsibilities in your life, the service clubs, the participation with organizations and institutions, all of it. Open up the big window to look at your life and what you call responsibilities. Then, as you have finished your list, start at the top again and look at that word or those words How do you feel? What is the sense within your body and your being about this responsibility? If it comes to you that this is good, that this is an assignment from God, and it is a blessing to you and to life, then it is good. If you feel the contentment and the goodness within your being about this responsibility and this service, this is good. As you go down the list, we guarantee that you will stop at some items and you will feel in your body, in your mind, that for some reason you have been strong-armed into doing this, providing this service, taking on this responsibility. Make a note on all of these as you continue down your list. And then come back to all of those that are not an assignment from God, those that tweaked your stomach somehow when you came upon it. And face each one and ask yourself, why am I doing this? And it will clearly come up to you. Perhaps the face of a friend that said, oh, let's do this together. I don't want to do it alone. And because you love your friend, you said yes. But it is not something that you wish to do. It does not fulfill you, reward you, inspire you, nourish you. And so then you will be honest with your friend to say what is true for you. And then you will say, it is no longer for me to do this. And I wish you well. It will be in your own words, of course. But this is the idea. It is important for you to do this exercise because you will discover the ways that you have allowed life to wrangle you into doing things that are not for you to do, simply. When you say yes, or when you say no, it is the same thing. We see that culturally and in the trainings of what is polite, that there is an idea that saying yes is better, is more gracious, is more kind. And that saying no means you are a grumpy person and a selfish person and a ne'er-do-well. We ask you to contemplate this because it is a strong cultural training and you have taken this on. Yes and no are equal in the eyes of God. What is true is that following God's guidance is the it for you. It is not about the yes or the no. It is that you know inside and you feel the truth and the rightness of your choices and decisions, that you know you are in alignment with the God that created you. When you are in alignment with God, all resources and energy and creative ideas and reward and satisfaction and contentment come with all of the responsibilities, as you call them. We remind you about the word responsibility. It means ability to respond. This is all good, and we are grateful for your question. As you do this work, your life will become freer, you will feel greater and greater freedom. Keep going on this path, and the freedom will open up, and you will have more energy, feel more love and kindness to yourself as you do this. As you do this, you also will be in right action with God and with life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.